Welcome to Guitar Serious Fun, a podcast dedicated to enhancing your guitar journey as you offer your gifts to the Lord. I'm David Harsh, and today we're going to talk about how to leverage our capo more effectively, especially in collaboration. Now, as I've mentioned in past episodes of this nature, the guitar is a very visual instrument. So, in order to get the most out of what I've prepared for you today, I encourage you to watch the video I link to in the transcript. This will give you a much clearer picture of what I'm communicating here. With that, let's get into it. If you play the guitar, you probably use a capo sometimes, but is your capo holding you hostage? Do you sometimes get confused about which key you're actually in when you use it? No more. We as guitarists make use of a variety of tools, but perhaps one of the most common is the capotasto, better known as the capo. The capo gets its name from a phrase that means head tie, which implies that it's being tied to the guitar near the headstock. But when we put a capo on our guitar, what is happening exactly? We're shortening the length of the strings. This can allow us to play in some keys with open chord shapes to access actual chords that would normally all be bar chords. Allow me to demonstrate. The key of A flat major, for example, has zero open chords, so they all need to have 100% fretted notes. The chords are A flat major, B flat minor, C minor, D flat major, E flat major, F minor, G diminished, and we can come back around to A flat major. I'm going to play all of those chords again, but before I do, I'm going to place my capo on fret 1. Again, these same chords are A flat major, B flat minor, C minor, D flat major, E flat major, F minor, G diminished, and we can come back around to A flat major. Now, what were the shapes I just played? They were G, A minor, B minor, C major, D major, E minor, F sharp diminished, and ending on G major. But let's not confuse shapes with chords, because unless we're only collaborating with a drummer or a percussionist, there are harmonic consequences to everything we do with the capo. Do you believe it? If you're collaborating with a piano player, a synth player, a bass player, another guitar player, a vocalist, someone who plays strings or woodwinds, or any type of harmonic or melodic instrument or voice, they're going to be playing or singing in a specific key. And if you are the guitarist who's leading that band, it's super important to know which key you're all in. Here are some helpful tips so you can be sure of what's going on. First, memorize the bottom three strings, strings 6, 5, and 4. I'll give you a few quick markers just to get you started. String 6, played open, is E. Fret 1 is F. Fret 3 is G. Fret 5 is A. And fret 7 is B. String 5, played open, is A. Fret 2 is B. Fret 3 is C, fret 5 is D, and fret 7 is E. String 4 played open is D, fret 2 is E, and then we can use octaves to extrapolate what we know about string 6 to go the rest of the way up on string 4 with F, G, and A on frets 3, 5, and 7. There's more, but this can give us plenty to work with here. Our first approach is to place the capo and discover which keys we end up playing in when we play shapes. Let's say I place the capo on the 3rd fret. If I strum shapes around the tonal center of E with the open 6th string for the low root, which key am I in? G. If I strum A shapes, which key am I in now? C. If I strum D shapes, which key am I in? F. Why? Because the open notes at our new nut with the capo are G, C, and F. Right? Did you know all of those? Feel free to pause and rewind. This works best with your guitar and capo in hand. Let's try the opposite approach with placing the capo for keys we want to play in. Now, let's say I want to play an E flat major with a piano player by leveraging the capo. For a moment, let's temporarily call that the key of D sharp. It's a theoretical key, I know, but go with me. If I place the capo on fret 1 and play a D shape, it sounds a D sharp, better known as an E flat. That open fourth string is our low root on E flat. If you want to think in the key of D, this can work for you. But remember, you're accountable for actually playing chords in the keys the capo has given you access to. So if the capo is on fret 1 and we play D, G, and A shapes, we've actually achieved E flat, A flat, and B flat chords. Right? Starting with chords that have open roots like E, A, and D can be pretty attainable because the capo at the new nut easily tells us what those notes are without fretting above it. But what about chords like G and C that do have a fretted root? Don't worry, I got you. Play an open G chord for a moment. That root on the third fret is a minor third above the nut. Let's just make a new nut with the capo. Let's say we want to play in the key of B. Well, a moment ago, we said that B on the sixth string is on fret 7. So let's fret the G shape that's got that seventh fret B as our root and place our capo down a minor third, 1, 2, 3, on the fourth fret. With the capo on the fourth fret using G shapes, we've accessed the key of B. 1 more. Play an open C chord, the root for which is on the 3rd fret of the 5th string. It's a minor 3rd above the open A note at the nut. Let's make a new nut with our capo for the key of F. Where is F on the 5th string? It's all the way up at fret 8. Just above the 7th fret E we talked about a moment ago. So we can start with a C shape with our root on the 8th fret for F and go down 3 frets, 1, 2, 3, to the 5th fret and place the capo there. We can now play C shapes with the capo on the 5th fret in the key of F. This process works for any major key, minor key, or even modes, but we have to know the real key we're in, and at least some of the chords the capo is allowing us to play. Our charts, especially the ones we print up for the band, have to reflect this reality. Otherwise, we'll have an alternate reality that leads to confusion, or at the very least, a comedy of errors. Now, we just hit this strategy really fast. I go much slower inside Guitar Success For You, our one-of-a-kind online membership, where I take you step-by-step through a comprehensive mapping process for the fretboard that I've never seen anyone else do. I also teach the 5 permutations of the caged system, which will allow you to leverage your capo more intentionally, leading to 5 options for any major key you want to play in. There's more, but you get it. Now, Guitar Success For You is not for the faint of heart. It is for those who treasure Christ and know that there's more to be discovered and enjoyed about music and the guitar. Learn more by visiting GuitarSuccessForYou.com. That's GuitarSuccess, the number 4 and the letter U.com. I hope to see you inside the membership. Thanks for taking time with me today to explore another topic that can lead to serious fun on the guitar. I hope this was helpful, and I look forward to next time.